Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradari Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So, warm welcome to all the devotees today for the weekly Sunday feast program. And before starting, I would like to take the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my senior god brothers, and all the devotees who have come here so that I can speak something about the exalted topic about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, today, the topic that I thought of speaking about was this prayer that we chant before we start, Om Agyanti Mirandasya. In that, there is one particular part where we chant, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute. So, Krishna is as like Prabhuji mentioned in the morning, is like an unlimited ocean of qualities. Every aspect of him is sweet. His voice is sweet, his appearance is sweet, his flute is sweet, his name is sweet. Every aspect of Krishna is sweet, madhuram. And there can be unlimited discussions on any one aspect of Krishna, because he is a Supreme Lord. Actually, there is, if you really think about in the material world, there is very little we can discuss about any one person. You take any person, however accomplished they may be, however much they may have done in this world, in our understanding. But there is only so much that we can discuss about these people, because they don't have what we call unlimited good qualities. Many of them don't even have good qualities. They just have good accomplishments, but not good qualities. But the Supreme Lord, Krishna, He is the, so there are three things. In this verse also, there is one aspect which speaks about Krishna's qualities, and the other aspect speaks about His pastimes. That Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Shri Radha Kanta Namostute. So, about his pastimes, that speaks about his pastimes. And the first half, which is He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, this speaks about his qualities. And I will speak only about the first half of that verse, and hopefully I will try to speak something about the glories of the Supreme Lord. So, I will start backwards. Rather than starting with Karuna Sindhu, I am starting with Jagatpati. So, in this prayer, the Supreme Lord Krishna is being referred as Jagatpate. Jagatpati means what? It means master of the universe. Master. He is supreme master of everyone and everything. We say Lord Jagannath. Jagannath means master of the universe. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself declares, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Mrichati. So he says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So he is himself declaring in the Bhagavad Gita and informing everybody. He is not really declaring. He doesn't need to declare. Who declares? One wants to make a statement. You know, a king declares, I am the king of this land. And he puts his, you know, his flag in that land and says, this is my land. So, when someone, whoever wants to go to the moon or to Mars or whatever it is, you know, they put the flag over there. That's like a declaration. This is my land now. I have come here and like that. Krishna doesn't really need to make a declaration. The only real declaration he makes in the Gita is, Kaunteya prati janihi name bhaktya pranashyati. Just declare it boldly. He is telling Arjuna to declare that my devotee will never perish. Other than that, he doesn't need to make a declaration because everyone else has declared about him. Everyone else, all scriptures are pointing to one personality as the Supreme Lord, who is a controller and proprietor of everything. So he says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram means Sarva Loka, all material and spiritual worlds. Maheshwaram means I am the controller, I am the proprietor. It's a very difficult thing for us to even imagine, you know, in this world, in today's day and age, we don't have a Maheshwar of even Gamdevi. You know, so anyone is asked, who is the controller of Gamdevi? At the most, they will name some local MLA. How much control he has over people living in Gamdevi? Anyone? Not much. No one. Most of the time, people don't even know who is their MLA. Malum bhi nahi hota ki kaun hai. We don't know. And they have some power, but they have no control. But Krishna, he is saying he is Sarva Loka Maheshwara, meaning entire material world, whatever we can see and what we can't see also. There is only so much we can see. With the most powerful telescopes, there is only so much we can see of the material world. Very little, very minuscule portion. And, you know, that itself is mind-boggling. But what we can see, the Milky Way galaxy, you know, Milky Way galaxy also, which the solar system is part of, we can't see the whole galaxy. We can only imagine that it must be like this. Because really the telescope can't give you a view that this is how the Milky Way galaxy looks. It's just practically a scientific imagination of what the galaxy must be like. And that is only our galaxy. And there are millions of such galaxies. So, one cannot even imagine what is the extent of material universe. And scripture tells us, because we don't have information, right? Science can't answer that question for you. So we go by what scripture says. Scripture tells us material universe is only 1/4 of the entire creation. So 3/4 is spiritual world. So we cannot even start to imagine the extent of this universe. And Krishna is saying, he is the Maheshwar. He is the controller. So, to what extent Krishna is, you know, when we say Jagatpate, for someone to be Jagatpate, to what extent he is master of the universe, let us discuss. First of all, he is the source that all material and spiritual worlds emanate from him. He is the Shrot, the source from which everything emanates. Then, he is also the creator. So one is, everything emanates from, so one can say that the raw material came, you know, from Krishna. Everything, raw material was there. But even the creator is Krishna. While Brahma is the one who does the actual shilpakar, you know, he may be the one who really does the cutting and you know thing, but the architect is again Krishna. The intelligence of what to do comes from Krishna. So Brahma, when he was created, when he came out of the lotus stem of coming from the navel of Lord Vishnu, he had no clue what to do. He didn't know to turn left, turn right, look down, look up. He looked, he went, searched everywhere. Can you imagine if we are in such a situation, what would we do? If you are just in some dark place where there is darkness in all directions, you are alone, you can't see anybody, and you are just searching and you can't see, hear nothing, there is no guidance, kuch malum hi nahi tum ho, you are just there. Suddenly you are come out of somewhere and you have no idea what to do. Very difficult, no? That is Brahma's situation. Then he gets the inspiration from the Lord. The Lord gives him the inspiration. So he is also the creator. He is also the proprietor. Since he is the source and he is also the creator, he is also the proprietor. Means everything is owned by him. Nothing in this material world is owned by us. We are what? We are caretakers. You know, in the spiritual world, again, spiritual world, a different equation applies. But here in the material world, nothing is owned by us. I may say that this is my watch. Why? I paid money for it and bought it. Bhai, mera hai. Or somebody gifted it to me, so it's mine now. But what we should understand is really nothing really belongs to us. Nothing. Everything has been given to us by the grace of the Lord. Today, if we are sitting here on this, wooden chair, the wood that made this chair, that wood comes from material nature. Material nature is maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. So the wood is coming from material nature, which is controlled by Krishna. The carpenter who skillfully carved it, the skill that carpenter has, that is also coming from Krishna. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam. Whatever, wherever you see that vibhuti, wherever you see skill, you see beauty, you see power, you see any fantastic thing, Krishna says, that is coming from me. So he is the proprietor. He is also the controller. So he is the source. He is the creator. He is the proprietor. He is also the controller. Because entire material world, all demigods who are mini controllers in this material world, all of them, they report to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So there are many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam which show us this. Like we see, in the Krishna book it is mentioned that how when Brahma went to meet the Supreme Lord and he knocked and he said, yes, whom should we say has come? So, he said, Brahma has come, Brahma. So, they went and they said, Brahma has come to see you. So, Krishna said, which Brahma? So, they come and ask, Lord is asking, which Brahma? Which Brahma? Brahma, the one with four heads. So, okay, come inside. So, he goes inside and then he sees Brahma with eight heads, 16 heads and so on. And he gets completely bewildered. He feels like an ant amidst a herd of elephants when he sees so many Brahmas. Then there are stories given about how in Dwarka, all the demigods would come to meet Krishna. So it is very clear that he is the, Niyantrak, the controller. And he is also the maintainer of everything in this material world. We say that Lord Vishnu is the maintainer. So, everyone would have this experience that it is not so difficult to create and it is very easy to destroy. Destruction is not difficult. If you want to, one can destroy very easily. Creation is difficult. Destruction is easy. But maintenance is the most difficult. Very difficult to maintain anything. As you can, imagine becoming a devotee. For those of you who have, been, who came to Krishna consciousness. Coming to Krishna consciousness, yes, it is difficult, but it's not impossible. Anyone can do it. But maintaining one's Krishna consciousness for a long period of time is always a challenge. Unless we have continuous association of devotees, we keep hearing katha, we keep hearing Krishna katha, it becomes very difficult to maintain our Krishna consciousness. Same way, maintenance of this universe is an extraordinary affair. We don't realize, because things are going on so nicely, we don't even understand that what is going on. Like you see, like today morning, when we were driving towards the temple, I just observed that there were some 5-6 crows, which were feasting on a dead rat. There was a dead rat, and because the car came, they flew up and then immediately fly down again, right? Because they don't let go, they're very focused. So, now crow eating a rat which is dead on the road, one may say, just ignore her, we say she and we run away from that place. It smells horrible. But we have to understand that this is also a symptom of the maintenance that has been put in place by the plan of the Supreme Lord. Like in the forest, there are jackals and vultures, which are the scavengers of the forest. Right? Because if an animal dies, after they are eaten by some lion or tiger or some higher being, whatever, higher animal, afterward what remains? Someone has to do the cleaning job. Na kon karega? So there are jackals and vultures which do that cleanup job. That is the maintenance. That is there. They are doing this. Similarly, in the city, the scavengers are the crows. So imagine if a rat dies, a dog, a cat dies, and there's no one coming to clean it up. Municipality nahi aayega. When nahi aayega, tab tak someone comes and cleans it up. So everything that we see in this material world has been very thoughtfully arranged by the divine plan of the Supreme Lord. So He is also the maintainer. We should not be under the misconception, I am my own maintainer. Mera poshan main khud karta hun. No, it is not. There is some statement somewhere in the Bhagavatam where Prabhupada says, it is not your salary which is the source of your maintenance. You may be feeling, no. Main to kamata hun bhai. I earn my own money. I earn my own bread. So it is not our salary which is the source of our maintenance. It is the Supreme Lord who is maintaining us. We should be very clear about this. Now, what is the proof of this? Is it that those who are getting salary don't die? Is it that those who are getting salary don't fall sick? Is it that those who are getting salary don't become old? Aisa hai, hamare to baal sab safed ho gaye abhi. Right? So, your salary has got nothing to do with maintenance. By the Supreme Lord's will and by the agency of material nature, everything is happening in this material world. Everything. So you have to understand that. So He is the maintainer of everything. And everyone and everything. He is also the source and the controller of material nature. So once we said that He is the source, He is the creator, He is the proprietor, controller, maintainer of everything and everyone in this material world. But even what we can see, we can't see Krishna unless we come to the temple and we stand in front of Gopinath and we see with those eyes, we can't see the Supreme Lord. We see, deity, khade, bahut sundar hai, but ye Bhagwan hai kya? Achha, theek hai, Bhagwan. So we pay obeisances. But we can't see Krishna. But what we can see in the material world, we can see material nature. We can see how material nature is working so wonderfully. How this creation that is there, how it is beautifully working, like clockwork. Beautiful. We can see that. But this material nature is also under the control and direction of the Supreme Lord. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. So under my direction, the material nature is working. Similarly, even the Brahman, the effulgence coming from the body of the Lord, that also Krishna declares in the Gita that it is coming from Him. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. That it is coming from Me. Paramatma is also an expansion of the Lord. Krishna says in the Gita, He is personal enough to say that sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Sarvasya cha aham. He is saying that I am residing in everyone's heart as Paramatma, and from me comes memory, knowledge and forgetfulness. So, in every aspect you look at, whether material nature, you look at impersonal Brahman, or you look at the, you know, Paramatma, all coming from Krishna. So due to all these opulences and being the source of everything in material spiritual nature, we can understand that Krishna is all powerful. He is Jagatpate. We say that God is great. Sometimes people say, oh, God is great, you know. Main bach gaya yaar, God is great. If I am not saved, I don't say God is great. You know, when somehow out of some difficulty, bala tal gai, then we say God is great. So, how great is God, we can understand when we refer to scriptures. Otherwise, we have some very vague conception, vague idea, ki how great is God. We don't know. But when we refer to scripture, it becomes very clear. Or at least not really clear, but we start to understand, as once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had said, when we understand that we don't understand God, when we understand that we don't understand God, then we start to understand God. But those who think that they understand, they don't understand. We can't. With this small brain, how much we can understand? We can't. So due to these opulences, one can understand that Krishna is all-powerful, which also makes him all-attractive. Because someone has even little power, he becomes very attractive. Someone is very beautiful or handsome, he becomes attractive. Someone is very powerful, he becomes attractive. Someone is very knowledgeable, he becomes attractive. See, like if you see this Abdul Kalam, you know, who was our president. Not very attractive to look at, but his wisdom made him attractive, isn't it? Wisdom. Or his renunciation made him attractive. It's not that, you know, one must have beauty to be attractive. Other opulences are equally attractive. Someone is just by their intelligence able to mesmerize people. Very attractive, like that. So, one who has all opulences, beauty, fame, strength, knowledge, renunciation, wealth, everything in unlimited measure, how attractive he would be. Which is why he is called Krishna. Krishna means Sarva Akarshayati Iti Krishna. One who is attracting everyone. He is Krishna. So one who is all powerful and all attractive, one may be worried. Right? In this world, if we see someone who is very powerful, what is the natural consequence of that? That we see they are very proud. They are very proud. They don't like to interact with people. You know, like, they keep flicking them off. They don't interact nicely. So we may worry that, oh, Krishna is up there, he's the Supreme Lord. What can my relationship be with him? He is sitting in spiritual world and he's all powerful. Will he even be bothered about someone as common, as sinful as me? Will he be interested in the situation of the common man or even the greatest person on this earth? Because even the greatest, most powerful person on this earth is insignificant speck of dust for the Supreme Lord. Kone. Theoretically, we have to understand that we are insignificant in front of the Supreme Lord. But then, so this is description of Jagatpate. But then, the other aspect of the Supreme Lord is mentioned in this prayer. Dina Bandhu. Krishna is Dina Bandhu. He is friend of the distressed. So Krishna, though he is the Supreme Lord, because he is unlimited, he is unlimitedly loving also. He is unlimitedly compassionate also. He has unlimited ability to reciprocate with everyone. It is not that, oh, only select few, you know, jo apne devotees hain, bas unke saath he will interact. Otherwise, main kaun hu? I don't even chant Hare Krishna, so where Krishna will be interested in me? No. Every single living entity Krishna equally loves. And especially Krishna, you can think that he is sitting there in the spiritual world. He is being served by his devotees in the spiritual world. He is unlimitedly blissful over there. Why does he even need to come here to the material world? Kya jarurat hai unka aane ka? He can say, hey, tum jao. He can send one of his empowered devotees, tum jao, you go and spread my glories. And that's good enough. We have seen, Srila Prabhupada, he was here not so long back, 50 years ago Prabhupada was here, 40 years ago. So, one empowered servant of the Supreme Lord, what he can do? Revolution. He can just transform the world. So then why Krishna needs to come himself? Why he comes to the material world? Kya jarurat hai? Because of his unlimitedly compassionate nature. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He doesn't come once. It's not like he comes once. Are aaya tha na tabhi, wohi yaad karke you be happy. It's all there in the scriptures. Go read it. What I have told in Bhagavad Gita, read it, make your life perfect. No. So unlimitedly compassionate. He keeps on coming. Again and again he comes. For whom? For us. Otherwise he doesn't need to come here. It's not as if he doesn't come, vinashaya cha duskritam is not going to happen. Material nature is good enough to destroy all the duskritas. One heart attack is enough. Person can just slip on, monsoon, you can just slip and fall down, paralyze your back and you are bedridden forever. All your duskrita activities will stop immediately. Nothing you can do. Paralyzed. Right? Doesn't take anything for the Lord to change anything. He can easily change the course of this world if he wants. He's all powerful. But he comes here only for the deliverance of all of us. He is like that father who never gives up on his children. You know, if a child leaves the home and goes away, apna ghar chhod ke chala jata hai, the child may forget the father, but the father never forgets the child. Father will always remember. He will keep making attempts to bring him back. Shamelessly sometimes. Child will, try to push him away. Hey, I don't want to. Raichi, I want to live separately. I want to have my independent life. I don't want. But the father is always compassionate. He should never leave the child. He should never let go. That is what Krishna is showing. He is very compassionate. He is always there. First of all, as Paramatma, he is forever with us. Whichever body we have been in, human body, animal body, plant body, fish body, insect body, any body, Supreme Lord is residing within the heart. Sarvasya chaham. Not that manushya chaham, Riddhi Sannivishto. Sarvasya chaham. He is residing in the heart of every living entity. And he is there for us. But over and above this, because we don't look inward, we are all outward looking people. Over and above this, he comes. Just to deliver us. To deliver us from misery. To deliver us from enjoyment also. So Krishna doesn't come only to deliver us from misery. He delivers us from our enjoying tendency also. He comes in his personal form. He comes as Srimad Bhagavatam. He comes as Bhagavad Gita. His instructions are there for us. In the Bhagavad Gita, right in the beginning, Krishna says that tolerate. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama apayano nityas. So in the Bhagavad Gita, right at the beginning, Krishna tells Arjuna very clearly. He doesn't tell him, okay, now I have become your guru, I am teaching you. Ab chinta mat karo, your misery is a thing of the past. Now I will take over. He doesn't say that. Krishna never promises. Recently there was one WhatsApp video that was circulating. I don't know, some of you may have seen it. Where one lady is challenging one devotee and he is answering from the Vyasasana, about misery, So it's not that misery will go away. It will not. Misery will be there. At the most, because of coming to Krishna consciousness, we first understand why misery is happening. I understand this misery I have brought upon myself. It is because of my previous misdeeds that I am suffering today. And plus, because of the association of devotees, because of hearing Hari Katha, because of hearing the words of Krishna, we understand that this misery or this happiness are like the coming and going of winter and summer seasons. Shita, Ushna. It is like winter and summer season, which keep coming, going, coming. Sometimes winter, sometimes, you know, summer. Sometimes happiness, sometimes distress. These will keep happening. No point in getting attached. Oh, now happy, good phase is going on in my life. Hey, Bhagwan, abhi yehi chala hua, thoda 6 mahina to kam se kam achha chalne do. No point in getting attached because it's not in our control. Anytime misery can come. And amidst miseries, anytime happiness can come. That is not in our control. What is our control? Just tolerate this happiness, tolerate this misery and take shelter of Krishna. So he comes to give us that message and he comes to attract our hearts to rise above this material happiness and distress. Because material happiness and distress is never going to go away. Sometimes it will be happiness, sometimes distress. But because of being attracted to the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath, we'll be able to for some time, maybe not the whole day, maybe not the whole week, maybe not the whole year, but for a few moments in the day, for a few minutes in the day maybe, we'll be able to rise above our material anxieties and our material hankerings and lamentations when we sincerely take shelter of Shri Radha Gopinath through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, he comes for the deliverance of his devotees. He provides for everyone. Another aspect, Dina Bandhu. Krishna provides for everybody. He provides for everyone from the mosquito to the elephant. Elephant is a huge animal, right? Which eats, I don't know the exact number, but I hear anything between 100 to 1000 kilos a day or per meal an elephant eats. Can you imagine eating 100 kilos of grass or whatever it eats? 100 kilos, one elephant. And there are thousands of elephants in India, in Africa, thousands. They all need to be fed. Is government of Kerala arranging for the food for the elephants? Who is arranging? Is the government of South Africa arranging for food for the elephants? They don't have water also. Where they will arrange? It is the Lord who is arranging. And then there is the humble mosquito, which is, you know, now also maybe they may be daytime there are less. But the night time if devotees are sitting and listening to Katha, there is additional audience along with the devotees, mosquitoes. So the humble mosquito is also provided for in such a nice way that when you are sleeping in the night, wo shanti se aapko kaatta hai, apna khana peeta hai aur chala jata hai. Right? So nice. What a wonderful arrangement. What if they also needed to sleep? Imagine if the arrangement was such, mosquitoes also feel sleepy. They will die of starvation, no? Because they also need to sleep in the night. Maybe they sleep in the daytime, God knows. You know, but amazing. Everything is arranged. The Lord has arranged for everyone. From the person who is living in Los Angeles, California. Nice, big, fancy, you know, what do they call that? The massive houses, I forget. Condominiums. They call them condominiums. Massive houses, you know, full self-contained with a swimming pool. So one who's living there, he's taken care of. And person who's living in Sahara Desert, where there are no plants, no agriculture, no food, nothing. Even for such a person, something is provided. Every corner of the earth, wherever there is animals, plants or human beings living, Lord has provided. So we have to understand, this is something amazing. It is not an ordinary thing. The Lord is so merciful that He provides for everyone. And then, after giving, so this is another thing. Nowadays, WhatsApp has become a source of lot of information. Right? So when somebody sends a very nice image, where it said that God gives, gives, and gives, and then forgives. And man gets, gets, and gets, and then forgets. He cannot remember. The Lord is giving and giving, giving and giving, and what have we done in return? We have forgotten. We don't acknowledge all the gifts that we are getting. All the gifts that we have. Chalo, day to day nahi mil raha hai. Maybe day to day you are having a very suffering in your existence. But you have this body, which has a tongue, which has eyes, which has ears, which has a nose. You have certain skills with which you earn money or whatever, you maintain yourself. All this is God given. But we forget, we don't remember. We remember God only when problems come. There's a nice story. There was a very rich man. Very, very rich man. And he had a nice bungalow. So every day, and he was very charitable, very rare, that very rich people are not always very charitable. But this person was very charitable. So every day he would come to his balcony. And from his balcony, he would throw out bags of grains. Sugar, spices, rice, vegetables. He would throw bags, gunny bags from his balcony. And niche jo bhi hai, le jao, take it. So moment first day it happened, the whole city's beggars converged there. Everyone converged there. Everyone started, quickly trying to gather whatever they could. And they took it and they went away. Next day, before he threw, everyone was already there. Already pura janta jama hai udhar. So he threw again, and again everyone took and went away. And this went on every day, this used to go on. He used to throw, this used to take, and this used to go away. Now this man, see, it is said that there is more pleasure in serving than in sense gratification. When you see someone else's pleasure, and a poor man, you give them something which they really desperately need, the smile that comes on their face, that is more than compensation for what you have given. It's actually like that. So he was very happy. But somewhere unko ek chota sa cheez khata kar raha tha. He was feeling little bit somewhere dissatisfied. So he went to his Guru Maharaj. He said, Guru Maharaj, I have a question for you. What is the question? He said that, every day as per your instructions, I am giving this charity. But I feel little dissatisfied about one fact. What is it? He said that, I am giving this charity. Not that I want recognition. I don't want that they should come and, say, thank you, nothing. But they don't even look up. Ki kaun phek raha hai? Acknowledgement bhi nahi hai. Matlab, upar to dekho ki kaun ye anaj de raha hai? Kaun ye sabjiyan de raha hai? Kaun hai? Who is it who is giving? They're not even looking up. That I feel little bad. Not that it's a big thing, I feel little bad. So his guide told him that, okay, tomorrow you do something different. He said, tomorrow when all these people accumulate, you throw stones. He said, okay. So next day, when all these people accumulate, he immediately starts showering stones upon them. And they all go, hey, kaun hai? Kaun bheg raha hai? Who is this person? Hum pe patthar kaun bheg raha hai? And they look up and they see this guy. For the first time they see him. Till that time no one had ever seen his face. They didn't know who was their benefactor. First time they see this person and he is throwing stones, and then they look up. So this is a very instructive story, because who are these people on the ground? All of us. Ye sab hum hai. If you enjoyed this story, the people on the ground who are receiving gift after gift from the Supreme Lord, that's us. And only when the gift stops and when misery starts coming upon us, then we look up, hey, Bhagwan, kya chal raha hai? Kya hai ye? Why are you giving me this misery? I don't want. Continue giving me the happiness I was getting earlier. That is our nature. So God gives, gives, gives and forgives. He forgives our foolishness. He forgives our inattention. He forgives the fact that we, as they say, he forgives the fact that the atheist who denounces his existence, the atheist who says that God does not exist, the power to say that is coming from God. But he doesn't mind. He forgives. And we get and we forget. So, Krishna, however, he continues to give. And he is very merciful. If someone comes to him in distress, the Lord never rejects them. In the Ramayana, it is described that Lord Ram, when he was waiting to, attack Lanka, at that time, Vibhishan was kicked out by Ravan. And he crossed the ocean and he came to Ram's camp. And when he came to Ram's camp, immediately all the Vanaras, all the monkey soldiers, they said that, Ram asked them, "Ki, what do you think? Now he's come. He's from Ravana's camp. And not just camp, he's Ravana's brother. What do you think we should do?" Unanimously, they all said, "We should kill him. Not that we don't take him. Wo aaya hai, khud chal ke aaya hai, we should immediately kill him. We should not, don't trust him. Just get rid immediately." So then Ram took opinion of everybody, Lord Ram. And then finally he asked Hanuman, "What do you say?" So Hanuman said, "My Lord, see, he has come and taken shelter of you. I know, I have seen him. When I had gone to Lanka, I had seen Vibhishan, and I know that he is a devotee. He was constantly chanting the Lord's names. I don't think he is a good person. We should accept him. And even when I was going to be killed by Ravan, he was the only one, that whole assembly, who spoke that no, we cannot do this to a messenger. We cannot kill a messenger. So I don't think we should kill him." And then Ram makes a statement. He says that if someone comes before me and says that, "My Lord, I am yours." If we go in front of the Lord and we say, "My Lord Gopinath, Shishirada Gopinath, I am yours." Matlab, I am not anybody else's. I am yours. I am your servant, my Lord. Please accept me. If we just go and tell the Lord, "I am yours," Lord Ram says, "Regardless of whoever he may be, let even Ravan come now and say this. I will accept him and I will give him Abhaydan. I will make that person doesn't need to fear anything anymore. Because I am so purchased by that person's statement that I am yours, that I become his and then I protect him." So the Lord, he is all merciful. And he is waiting for us. Rather than just accepting the gifts that he is giving us, he is waiting for us to reciprocate lovingly with him. To make him our friend. To make him our Lord. To have some reciprocation. He is waiting. Like there is this story. There's a story about once one king, he became very utar. Must have been some event, maybe his son's birthday or something like that. He was very utar, very, very happy, very good mood. He said, "Sab gaon walon ko bulao. Call every one of them. Today I am in mood to give charity. Call everybody. Kingdom, whole kingdom has to come to the assembly. And I will give them some charity." Everyone came. They came with bags. They came with bullock carts. Everyone came. And everyone got charity. Matlab, jitna socha nahi hoga, usse jyada hi mil gaya sabko. Everyone got. So at the end of the day, the king asked, "Has everyone got to the heart's content?" Everyone said, "Yes, jai, jai, raja, jai ho." Everyone very happy. So king asked, "Has everyone come? Everyone from the kingdom came?" "Yeah, everyone came. Ek koi hai, thoda lamba hai, he didn't come." The king feels very, he said, "Why he didn't come? He doesn't believe that I can fulfill his heart. Please call him, I want to meet him." So they go and they bring him. उसको लेके आ जाए, राजा मिलना चाहते हैं, आओ आप. सो ही कम्स एंड ही आस्क्स हिम दैट व्हाट डू यू वांट फ्रॉम मी. ही सेड समथिंग, आई लाइक गिव यू समथिंग. सो ही सेज ओके, इफ यू वांट टू गिव मी समथिंग यू बिकम माय फ्रेंड. You just become my friend. I should be able to call you my friend and you should be able to call me your friend. King says, Tathastu, very good. From today, you are my friend, I am your friend, very good. Anything else you want? No, no, that's it. I'm good. And he goes back. After he goes back, after a few days, the king says, hey, I would like to go and visit my friend. Mera wo dosto jo aaya tha wo din, jisne kuch liya nahi tha. I want to go and visit my friend. So immediately, moment the king decides he has to go and meet the friend, what happened? The government machinery started working. First thing what happened? Highway was made from the kingdom all the way up to his doorstep. Highway was created. All along the way, beautiful development was done of gardens and nice and thing. And then when they reached his doorstep, they saw, arey, he lives in a jhopadi. Arey, how can king come here? So they made a nice, beautiful mansion for him. And then they thought that he looks so poor, isko bhi thoda kuch, you know, standard of living upar badao. So usko bhi standard of living badaya, and he was also made into. So not to say that if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will do all these things for us. Not like that, okay. But we have to understand that if the Supreme Lord is with us, then we don't need to worry about anything else. Like this person, he made the king his friend. Automatically everything else was taken care of. Similarly, if we make the Supreme Lord Shri Shri Radha Gopinath our friend, our life and soul, we make them our life and soul, then Krishna takes care. Vibhishan was helpless. Ram could have done anything, but Ram said, I will give him shelter. So this is the nature of the Lord. He is especially merciful to his devotees. Why? Krishna is Dinabandhu. He takes care of everyone, we discussed. But especially to his pure devotees, he is very merciful. Why? Because they don't leave his shelter regardless of their material situation. Whether their material situation is good, bad or anything, they will never leave Krishna. And there are many examples of that, right? We see like Sudama Vipra, who had such a miserable material situation. But he was satisfied. उनके माइंड में ऐसा कभी नहीं आया कि अरे द्वारकाधीश इज माय फ्रेंड बचपन का. ओ यू नो ही नेवर थॉट. एंड एक्चुअली हिज वाइफ आल्सो नेवर थॉट. शी आल्सो डिडंट सजेस्ट बिकॉज शी वांटेड मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस. शी फेल्ट दैट यू नो फॉर हर ओन हस्बैंड एंड फॉर द चिल्ड्रन यू नो इट्स बिकमिंग वेरी डिफिकल्ट. सो यू नो यू हैव सच अ ग्रेट फ्रेंड, व्हाई डोंट यू आस्क समथिंग लिटिल बिट, यू नो जस्ट गो एंड मीट हिम. So the Lord is so merciful that even when Sudama came and met him, Krishna could have given him, okay, you have come, I know why you have come, I am residing in your heart, I know everything, right? Antaryami, he knows everything. He knows our desire before we know it. He knows that this is what you want. He knows our intention. So he could have told Sudama, okay, chalo, aa hi gaye ho to kuch leke jao, you know, take this and go, don't worry. I know. You don't have to ask. I know. Krishna never said anything. What did he do? He served Sudama as a friend and as a brahmana. He served him. So he was, you know, lovingly washing the lotus feet of Sudama. He made him sit on his throne. He massaged his feet. The goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, she was fanning him. Wonderful, made him feel like an emperor, made him feel so happy that my friend Krishna is still considering me as a friend. My friend Krishna has not forgotten me. So that gave him more satisfaction than anything he didn't want. He also didn't want any material opulence. He was not bothered. Not one dime he wanted from Krishna. He just wanted association of Krishna, and Krishna gave it to him. And while leaving, he took that puffed rice from Sudama. He stole it and he ate it. Now, one may say that, arey, at least that time, he took something, ek haath le, ek haath de, kuch to reciprocation, dadami, you know, Krishna is saying, I give, but when he is giving, where is giving? You know, we say that, you know, dadati prati grinati, amongst friends, Vaishnavas, there should be give and take. Krishna is prati grinati, but there is no dadati. Where is giving? Right? He didn't give anything. But it is described that Krishna at one level was feeling so indebted. He is feeling so indebted to Sudama that he is my dearest friend. He has suffered so much. Despite being directly connected with me, he has suffered so much. He's come here and he's not even asking something. Kuch bhi nahi mang rahe. Main inko kya do? What I give him? At one level, Krishna is feeling very insufficient. That I can't give him anything. So he didn't give anything. And after he went away, then when Sudama reaches there, we know the story. That there was a nice mansion waiting for him, his wife and children didn't even recognize because they had already become very opulent. So Krishna is so kritagya, he is so grateful for the little service that his pure devotees do, he doesn't even know how to reciprocate. He is Supreme Lord, but he has no idea. Unko pata hi nahi, main kya karu inke liye? What do I do? And it is described in that, you know, in the olden days, in Satyuga, the kings were so pious, the leaders, and the praja were so pious. Everyone was just extremely pious. There was no concept of bad karma. Everyone just did good sukarma. So pious that the clouds in the monsoon, see, Krishna says that even the rain that comes, comes because of yajna that people are doing. So, the clouds that would come in the monsoon season, they would never rain during the daytime. In daytime there was never any rain. It would always rain only in the night. Why? Because they, the clouds are feeling ashamed that these people are doing so much, so pious, such wonderful people. What we are reciprocating with them, little water we are giving. There is no more we can reciprocate. So they were feeling so ashamed that they didn't want to even rain in front of these people when they are awake. So they would rain in the night and go away. So in the same way, the Lord also was so indebted to Sudama that he didn't want to give him anything in front. Tum jao fir deta hun. Like that. Lord is like that. We see the Pandavas. You know, the Pandavas is again a wonderful example of how the devotee of the Lord, the pure devotees of the Lord, they will never give up Krishna. No matter what, we have to put ourselves in the situation of, you know, of the Pandavas. Put yourself in that situation for one moment. Now suppose you are, you know, direct cousin of Supreme Lord. Direct, suppose, nay, we aren't, but if you were directly connected, ekdam. And then, when you are directly connected to the Supreme Lord, someone comes and tries to poison your brother. Let's take from Arjuna's perspective. Elder brother ko poison kar diya, Bhima ko. Okay. And then, throughout, father mar gaye, father passed away. They were living as orphans. Okay. When they came and lived in the Hastinapur, from day one they were unwanted. Nobody wanted them. They had to suffer like anything. They were tried to be killed so many times. So many times they tried to kill the Pandavas. They tried to insult them in so many ways. Finally, with great difficulty, they made their own Indraprastha. That was also taken away. Their wife was insulted. Har tarah se, in every way, when they went to the forest, in, you know, in the forest also, Duryodhan tried to harass them. There was no rest, no comma, semicolon in their suffering. It was non-stop. Non-stop suffering. But not for one moment did the Pandavas complain, kya Krishna, kya chal raha hai? Aapke raj mein kya ho raha hai sab? Kya hai sab? Theek hai, thoda sa aap humko suffering do, charana, athana, kuch de do, chalega. Yeah, pura time, 24/7 suffering is going on. But the devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, they take that moment of suffering as an opportunity to remember the Lord, to surrender more, to say, oh Krishna, if this suffering was not there, maybe I would not have remembered you. Like if the stones are not falling on us, we don't even look up. But when suffering is coming, we are forced to surrender. So their nature is that no matter what, surrender to Krishna. So Krishna, He is especially merciful to such devotees. You see Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, for instance, you see Prahlad Maharaj's life, right? Young boy, 5-year-old boy. This boy is probably a little more than 5 years old. 5-year-old boy, you imagine he comes back from school. And father asks, ha to beta, aaj kya sikha school mein? And he goes and preaches Bhagavad philosophy to the king of demons. Imagine, no? So, okay, one time he made a mistake and father reacted very violently. Hey, kya bola tumne? How dare you say this? You know, and he sends him away to the school that barabar se sikhao usko. Now, second time when he comes in front of father, he could have been a little more discreet. You know, he say, well, thoda vivek dikhao, thoda discreet raho. Ki, acha, aaj kya sikha? Aaj ganit sikha, politics sikha, ye sikha. No. He continues preaching Bhagavad philosophy. He could have kept quiet, no? Yare baba, panga mat lo, kyo fukat ka? Theek hai na, unko khush rakho, apna bhakti karte raho. Like there are so many examples in our ISKCON also we have seen that there are certain examples of people whose parents are not favorable to bhakti. So what they do? They get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and under the bed sheet they chant their soul 16 rounds and then they come out as though nothing happened. So parents don't even know that they are chanting. So aise bhi log hain who discreetly do. But Prahlad was not like that. He will chant a 16 rounds in front of Hiranyakashipu. That kind of person. No compromise. Right? So he could have compromised. He could have at least made adjustment. But no adjustment. And because he is so fearless and he went through so much suffering. Now chalo, after all this, father becomes so angry. He says, kill this boy. I don't want to see him. He's like the axe that will cut the very tree, you know, in which he's living. So, just get rid of him. At least then he could have become a... Sorry, sir. Galti ho gayi. You know, please. You're thrown into a pit of snakes. You're thrown into water. Swords are used to kill you. You're thrown from a cliff. Imagine for a young child if this is happening to you. Today, if one slap is given by, you know, parents or teacher to the child, it's called child abuse. What do you call this? This is way beyond child abuse. But he could have just compromised and said, okay, Papa, I'm sorry. You are the greatest. Okay, Vishnu is not the greatest. He could have. And in his mind, he could have continued to remember Krishna. Because he is anyway the Mahajan for Smaranam, remembering. He's always remembering the Lord. He could have remembered in his mind and externally could have been favorable. But no. Because he is like this sold out, regardless of any misery, he was completely surrendered to Krishna, fully sharanagat, fully taking shelter. And because of that nature, Krishna is very merciful. When he comes and when he kills, Narsingdev comes and he kills Hiranyakashipu. So what would any one of us do if this happened? Someone who is troubling us day in and day out, if Krishna comes personally, Are, khud aaye mere liye bhagwan hai, Are, great. Krishna comes and destroys that person. What would we think in our mind? Good riddance. Achha, he deserved it. You know, we would think in our minds like that because we are not devotees. Forget pure devotees. We are still aspiring to become devotees. We have not understood what it means to be a devotee. But this is devotee. That after killing him, Narsingdev asks him, Lord Narsingdev asks him, Beta Prahlad, tell me what do you want? I want to give you something. I fatherly love, you know, Vatsalya Bhav, that I want to give you something. Prahlad Maharaj says, no, my Lord, I don't want to do business with you. Then someone will say that, oh, he did all this because he wanted to gain something. I don't want to gain anything. I just don't want anything. And Narsingdev is practically begging, Baba, but I want to give you something. Ask for something. And he says that if at all you want to give me something, I have only one request. My father, please forgive him. And the Lord is so overwhelmed by the love of Prahlad for the Lord and for his father that he says, forget him. 21 generations liberated. Done. So this is how the Lord becomes so obliged. He becomes so completely dependent on the love of his devotees. And he reciprocates like this. That's why he's Dinabandhu. Yeah, then the Lord, another aspect of the Lord. So one is, we spoke about general people, right? We said for the general people, He is providing for everyone. He is maintaining everyone. From the ant, the mosquito, to the elephant, to all of us, He is providing. We discussed about how for pure devotees, He is completely sold out. Right? But then what about those who have done nothing to deserve His mercy? Just being in the right place at the right time, even such people He has delivered. So if you see the story of Nalakuvar and Manigrave, what is their qualification for seeing Krishna Leela and being delivered by Lord Krishna? Nothing. They were enjoying in Mandakini Ganga and they were just doing sense gratification. They were met by Narada Muni, who is a pure devotee, who cursed them. That's it. Their only qualification, they got a curse from a pure devotee. And in reciprocation what? They got to see the beautiful childhood pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Nobody has seen. Nobody has seen the childhood pastimes of the Supreme Lord, but they got to see. Right? And they were delivered by Krishna. All the warriors on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what were their qualification? Nothing. They were fighting against Krishna. Some were fighting on His side, some were fighting against Him. But just by the glance from the lotus eyes of Krishna, they were delivered. So, for someone who has no patrata, no, they don't deserve in any way also, Krishna is so merciful. He is Dinabandhu. He is taking care of everybody. He is therefore, He is Jagatpate and He is Dinabandhu. Combination of these two we call Him Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu means what? He is an ocean of compassion. Ocean. He is simply filled with compassion. There is every drop of Krishna is compassion. There is nothing but compassion in Krishna. So compassion. We spoke about how He delivers those who are not deserving. He even delivers those who are His enemies. So we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, either those who are His devotees or non-deserving innocent people, so He will deliver only. He comes for that. To give us that deliverance. Paritranaya. To raise us from our miserable material existence and take us back to Godhead. He comes. But He also delivers His enemies and the downright enemies. If you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story of Putana. Why did Putana come? Sole purpose, to kill Him. It's not that she had come, then she saw Him, then she became envious, and then she decided to, over a long period of time. She was like a killer who was engaged only to kill. She came and she tried her best to kill Him. She did her best. Not that, halka fulka kaam kiya. Ekdam full fight mara usne. Unko maanne ke liye. Bhagwan ko maanne ke liye. She didn't succeed. She died instead. Right? But what did Krishna do? Rather than saying, you came to kill me, die. I have killed you. Kar lo jo karna hai. No. He not only, He took her life, but at the same time, He gave her the place of Dhatri in the spiritual world. Dhatri means nurse, one who is directly helping Mother Yashoda in serving Krishna. Because somewhere she showed that maternal instinct also. Along with the hatred and trying to kill Krishna, she showed the maternal instinct by trying to breastfeed Him. So Krishna only accepted that. He left everything aside. All the envious thoughts, all the scheming and planning that she did and the great effort she made to try to kill Him. He removed all that from the equation and He only left one thing. She came to serve me. She had that maternal instinct. So let me give her place in the spiritual world. Kova Dayalu. So therefore he is exclaiming in the verse, Kova Dayalu, that how unimaginable is the merciful nature of the Lord, that He is willing to forgive anybody. Indra, yesterday in the HPCL Janmashtami, we had this beautiful Govardhan Leela. In the Govardhan Leela, what is happening? Indra is coming. Indra is supposed to be devotee of the Lord. He comes and he tries to kill the Lord and all his devotees in one shot. Ek shot mein sabko khatam kar do. This is the intention of Indra. You may say anything, but that was his intention. It was very clear. He wanted to kill them. And what does the Lord do? When Indra comes and begs forgiveness, he says, okay, chalo, go back. Go back to your service. Imagine, if someone else, now suppose you are working for some company. Suppose, you know, those of you who are working for some company, don't try this, but suppose you do it. You know, you go and you know that the chairman of the company is living in some big bungalow. And in that bungalow, he is entertaining all his friends. You know, all his friends and relatives he's called, and big party is kept. And on that day, I will go and set fire to that bungalow. Right? Suppose you do that. Don't try it, but suppose someone did that. You do that, and suppose the fire didn't happen, but they caught you trying to set fire. What do you think they will do, the chairman? What will be the first reaction of the chairman? Anybody? Pehla reaction kya hoga unka chairman? Jab pakde gaye, ye kaam karte hue, pehla kaam kya karenge chairman? Hey, Prabhuji Singh will first give him a tight slap. You nonsense, what is this? Jis thali mein khaya, us thali mein aag lagaya. Chhed nahi, aag hi laga diya. Right? So, you would slap him and then first action after that, you are fired. You set fire, you are fired. Right? Just remove him from the job immediately. I don't want such a person anymore. I can't trust you. Right? But what is Krishna? So compassionate. He's coming begging forgiveness. It's okay. Chalo, go back. Go do your seva. Go back to your service. What a wonderful Lord. So merciful, right? He is willing to forgive. Shishupal. Shishupal was, see, we say, in Krishna consciousness we say, right, that we should not blaspheme. Forget blaspheming the Lord, we should not even blaspheme devotees, right? Shishupal is like the acharya of blasphemy. It's like the acharya. He's written the scripture of blasphemy. So much blasphemy is to do, but within control. Up to, you know, 80, 90 bad names he would call Krishna and he would stop himself. Somehow control, okay, 100 ho raha hai. And he somehow is to control. Because Krishna told up to 100 times I will tolerate. After that, Hare Krishna. So one day, on the day of the Rajasui Yajna, he became so envious, so blasphemous, because he saw that Krishna is getting all this honor. He said, boss, I can't take it anymore. He just went overboard and he started blaspheming. Finally, he forgot. Ginti bhul gaya ho. Matlab kitna ho gaya. Arey, khachak. Moment 100 happened, Krishna took out the Sudarshan Chakra and one blow, his neck was gone. He's finished. Now, in front of all the members of the audience, everyone saw that the soul from his body moved towards Krishna and merged into his body. Which means he was liberated. So, for a person who is blaspheming him day in and day out and fresh, abhiwai. See, like, I don't know what is our general experience, but if someone comes and criticizes in public, sabke samne koi hame criticize karta hai, kuch gali kehta hai. What is our reaction? Once only, someone said, you know, what is our reaction? Do we forgive? Do we forget? Never. Our egos don't allow us. No. I can forgive, but I can never forget. That is how we talk. We are not able to. And at that moment, especially, we are very angry. Someone is, you know, insulting us. At that moment, we are very angry. But look at Krishna's mercy. Immediately, he just cuts off all the, you know, all the negative things and just immediately merged into his body. That's it. So this is the mercy of the Lord. Even for someone who is so envious. This is the Lord. Hiranyakashipu, again we discussed. Not just delivered, but 21 generations delivered. Krishna also tolerates so, you know, we spoke about the fact he's Karuna Sindhu, he's very merciful. That He tolerates all these insults. He tolerates all these blasphemers, his enemies. He liberates them. But he also tolerates one important class of people. Who is that? All of us. All of us. So, if you can see, for all of us who have come to Krishna consciousness, we have been in Krishna consciousness for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, but still we have egos. We still make mistakes. We still blaspheme devotees. We still break principles. We still do these things. After so many years in bhakti, we still make mistakes. But what is Krishna doing? Just forgiving us. Never mind. He's at least trying to be in bhakti. Cholo japa spaced out kar raha hai, kar to raha hai. At least he's trying. The Lord is so merciful. He's constantly giving us another chance. We may make mistakes, but the Lord is waiting to give another chance. He'll take one more chance. Try again. Never mind. One more day. Chalo. Okay, you missed going to the temple last Sunday. Chalo, go this week. He's very grateful. When we come here, you know, that's why we say that we come to the temple, we should just come and stand in front of the Lord, appreciate His beauty, express our gratitude for everything He has given us. At the same time, the Lord is equally grateful. Are you aagya? Kahin bhi, you could have been anywhere. Just now, all of us who are sitting in this temple hall, you could have been anywhere. We could be on the beach, Chowpatty Beach. You could be sitting in some restaurant. We could be watching match. We could be doing anything. But we are all sitting here and listening to Hari Katha. Lord is very grateful. He is glancing upon all of us. We may see or not see Him, but He is seeing us. He is very grateful. So this is the unlimitedly merciful nature of the Lord, that He tolerates all our mistakes and still keeps us in Krishna consciousness, in the association of the devotees. How merciful. And in the age of Kali, especially in the age of Kali, where everyone needs extra mercy. Yahan pe, you know, in the earlier yugas, mercy was there. Krishna has showed His compassion in nature. Dwapar Yuga we spoke about, right? Example of Putna and Shishupala from Dwapar Yuga. Kali Yuga is a different set of rules. Well, here there is so much sinful activity going on. So much envy, so much atheism. Oh, nobody wants to talk about God. Moment you say God, hey, secular, secular. Everyone will start, you know, immediately shouting, secular, secular. God is not in the equation. Right? But still, Krishna is so merciful. We say He is Karuna Sindhu. Sindhu means what? Ocean. He is like an ocean of mercy. But still, we have to come, no, to the ocean of mercy. Humko ocean ke paas aana padta hai. In order to, you know, take bath in that ocean. To take bath in the ocean of the mercy of the Supreme Lord, you have to approach Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshesham. He says that, you come first, you surrender. You surrender, sharanagat ho jao. Then, I will liberate you from all sinful reactions. I will take you back to Godhead. Don't worry. Pahila surrender karo. Which is very difficult. As time passes, Kali Yuga gets worse and worse. It becomes more and more difficult to even approach the ocean. Ocean jane ka enthu hi nahi aata hai. Bombay mein sab log, all of you living in Mumbai, how often do you go to the beach? Anybody? Anyone over here who goes every week to the beach? Every week? Every Sunday, 1%, 2. That's 2 people in this whole 3. Okay, amongst so many of us who live near the beach. Many of us live near the beach. We never go. Once a month, once a year, once in 2-3 years, we don't go. Beach is there, but jate nahi. Hum log is mandir mein kitne 22-25 saal se aa rahe hain, but we have hardly ever gone to Chowpatty. It's next door. We just don't go. The same way, the Lord may be ocean of mercy. Koi jata nahi us ocean ke paas. Nobody is visiting that ocean. Everyone is very happy. नहीं नहीं मेरा लाइफ अच्छा चल रहा है, मेरे पास बालकनी से रोज कोई फेंकता है बाहर, मेरे को जाने की जरूरत नहीं है. राइट, दैट इज आवर सिचुएशन. बट द लॉर्ड इज सो मर्सीफुल दैट इन द एज ऑफ कली ब्रजेंद्र नंदन जेई सचिसुत होइलो सेई बलराम होइलो निताय. सो कृष्णा एंड बलराम दे हैव कम एज श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु एंड श्री नित्यानंद महाप्रभु. दे हैव कम इन सच अ मर्सीफुल अवतार. यू नो लॉर्ड राम इज मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम, लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज कॉल्ड लीला पुरुषोत्तम. लीला, अनलिमिटेड लीलास, ब्यूटिफुल हार्ट एंथ्रॉलिंग लीलास. एंड देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज औदार्य पुरुषोत्तम. ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ मर्सी, वेरी वेरी मर्सीफुल. ही इज मोर मर्सीफुल देन कृष्णा ऑल्सो बिकॉज ही इज कमिंग इन मूड ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी. ही इज कमिंग एज द ग्रेटेस्ट डिवोटी. सो वॉट डिड दे डू, दे टुक करुणा सिंधु वॉज ऑलरेडी देयर. कृष्णा इज करुणा सिंधु, बट दे टुक इट टू नेक्स्ट लेवल. दे टुक इट टू नेक्स्ट लेवल. अर्लियर वन हैड टू अप्रोच द ओशन, बट विथ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु वॉट दे बिकेम लाइक सुनामी. यू नो वॉट इज सुनामी? एवरी वन नो सुनामी. वॉट इज सुनामी? वेन द ओशन कम्स ऑन द लैंड. Right, when there are earthquakes, like there was a tsunami many years back, 2002 or 3, I don't remember, where ocean had come onto the land. You know, in Chennai, Marina Beach, thousands of people died because the ocean came onto the land. So this Karuna Sindhu is there, available for everyone. Bhagavad Gita is freely distributed all over the world by ISKCON devotees and by others as well. Bhagavatam is freely available. Everyone can just go on internet and read it. Now you don't even need to buy it. You can go on internet and read it. Free. Ocean is there. No one goes to it. So, Gaur Nitai come and they take that ocean and splash it on all of us. On all of us undeserving folks. Kisi ki bhi laiki nahi hai. None of us deserve to be here. None of us deserve to receive this ocean of mercy. But they come searching, they come with buckets from the ocean and throw it on everybody. Acha, you take. I don't want, take it. I don't deserve, take it. I don't have vessel to take, take this vessel and now you take this. The Lord is so unlimitedly merciful. Gaur Nitai, Mar khe prema de doyal to nahire. So this is the unlimited compassion. They have brought the ocean of Krishna's compassion and love to everyone. Nityanand Prabhu is willing to be beaten up. But Mar khe prema de. Who can be more merciful than this? So on this, of course, last week we celebrated the all auspicious appearance day of the Supreme Lord, Janmashtami, Shri Krishna Janmashtami. But we should always be in our hearts thinking about this wonderful qualities of the Lord, that He is Jagatpati, He is controller of everything, everything depends on Him. But still, He is Deen Bandhu, He is providing for all of us. And He is Karuna Sindhu also. He is very, very merciful. He is willing to deliver all of us. All that we need to do is turn our heads toward the Lord very sincerely with bottom of our heart. We just call out to the Lord, "My Lord, I am yours." And with great sincerity, if we take shelter in the age of Kali, Krishna has incarnated in the holy name. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has incarnated in the holy names in this age of Kali. Which means when we take shelter of the holy names, it is non-different than taking shelter of Krishna. It is like serving Krishna directly. So when we sincerely come in front of the Lord, give our hearts to Him, that "My Lord, I want to give my heart to You. I am Yours." And with that sincere heart, when we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Satatam you know, Krishna says that, what is that? I'm forgetting the verse, but Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi, how does the verse start? Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogantam Yenamam Upayantite. So, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Those with love who are calling out my names, those who are serving my devotees, who are serving in my temple, who are doing their hard work, labor in their offices, in their homes, managing homes, managing offices, managing children, managing everything, and still taking shelter of the holy names with love. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mam upayantite. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. And then we can experience Sakshat Krishna in our lives. We can see Him. We can see His role as maintainer. We can see how He is maintaining us. In every step of our life, we'll be able to see Krishna's hands. We'll be seeing that how He is Dinabandhu. For someone as fallen as me, Krishna is giving me an opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. And He is Karuna Sindhu, ever willing to show His compassion and take us back to His lotus feet in the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Any questions? We have about 2-3 minutes. Any questions, comments, anybody? Yes. Mike is coming to you. 1 minute. Yes, Madhuri.
Hare Krishna. This thing was really pestering me, ki God knows everything, but till Sudama came to Him, na, He never gave Him anything. And that really pains me.
Yeah, so we have to understand on two levels, okay, that from a material standpoint, if we look at, whatever suffering we have in this world, whatever position or situation we have in this world, that is of our own making. So if I have a particularly rich family that I am born in, it's because of my previous karma, it is because of my previous desire. If I am born in a particularly poor family or with a diseased body or with, you know, horrible circumstances, you have to understand it is a direct consequence of my previous karma. So whatever material situation we are in, Krishna is not responsible for that. That situation is our making. We did it. However, one may then question that, okay, that is true, but then He is His pure devotee. Why is Krishna allowing Him to suffer? So we have to understand that on the other level, that Krishna intervenes in the lives of His pure devotees only to elevate their consciousness or to glorify them. Sudama is so glorified because despite of his horrible material situation, he never gave up faith. He never gave up his love for the Lord. He was always fully surrendered. And because of that, he is glorified for all time to come. Even today, if you go near Purbandar, his place is still there. Still the people are remembering him. Who is he? An insignificant person. But he is glorified for all time to come because of his sacrifice. That despite being in this miserable situation, he never gave up shelter of Krishna. So sometimes Krishna allows that misery to continue just for the glorification of the Lord. Narsingdev could have come earlier also to save Prahlad. Why he allowed him to go through all this misery? Because he is glorified by that. Sometimes to increase the surrender of the devotee, sometimes to glorify them. So that's how. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay, mic is gone there. Sorry.
I have one comment and a question. First of all, I am paying tribute to our fatherly figure, Srinathji Prabhu. As just now you said that the meaning of Krishna is Akarshayati iti Krishna. It reminded me of Srinath Ji Prabhu, who had given this definition in one of the Bhagavatam classes. It remembered me of that. And my question is that, as you said, that whatever salary we are getting, or if any particular institute collects only money and it doesn't make use of the welfare activities, and instead of that, if they are filling, office bearers are filling their own pockets, then can we protest against this? Can we make them realize
that? I don't want to make a general statement about this, because unless we know the specific situation you are referring to, it is difficult to comment. It's difficult to comment on that. Hare Krishna. Yes, you had a question.
Okay, I'm extremely sorry for this.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. It was a wonderful discourse. You brought out the classic prayers and went to the first part of qualities. It was mind-blowing. Thank you. You mentioned earlier that even when you come into devotion, problems don't go away. And you mentioned this viral Mohan Rupa Prabhu's video also. But also you brought out 1866 in Bhagavad Gita, wherein he is saying, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Maham Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tam Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Ishami Masucha, which translates to just abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
Yes.
So isn't misery actually a form of sinful reaction? And if that's so, how do we reconcile? Because here Krishna is promising that do not fear, ma suchaha.
So that instruction, as I understand it, is for you and me, not for his pure devotees. Because his pure devotees are already fully surrendered to him. Their lives are a painting that Krishna is painting. He is in full control of their lives. Whereas for you and me, who are filled with sinful reactions and sinful desires since time immemorial, for us that instruction is, surrender unto me and I will free you from sinful reactions. Devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, we have to understand, we can't, just to understand, like Mataji asked that question, just to understand, you know, we are understanding a spiritual problem, a spiritual situation from a material angle. So from that perspective to understand, we may say, okay, maybe previous karma was bad, that's why he was suffering. Just to understand. But reality is, whatever happens in the lives of pure devotees is directly under control of Supreme Lord. So we can't say that, oh, they are suffering because of karma. It's not really true. It is transcendental. The Lord's arrangements, we can't understand. But for you and me, common people in this world, Krishna is giving a wonderful proposition. How many places in the Gita Krishna gives just free me, he's saying, remember me at the time of death, come back to me. So easy. Just understand that my birth and activities are transcendental. You will not take birth again. Simple, 2-3 statements he makes in the Gita, he just throws those statements like that. I say, bol diya. If someone takes it seriously, are, ye to bahut badhiya hai. Very, in one go, I can completely spiritualize my life. The point is that Krishna, when he gives all these things and he tells in the Gita, he is giving us the formula. He is giving us the key to the lock. Material world is like one big box which is locked. We don't have the key. Or it's a jail. It's compared to a jail, right? So he's giving us the key to open that locked door. But we don't want that. So that's the point.
So actually I'm asking about you and me only, not pure devotees, not in the case of Sudama. Because you mentioned we should tolerate, miseries will be there. It's not that if you come in devotion, miseries will go away.
Yes.
But here Krishna is promising, if you take my shelter.
So, the fact is that Krishna is saying that I will free you from all sinful reactions. But it requires that level of surrender also. No? We don't have that. So it's like a simultaneous process. To, you know, Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy, it is like a fan, right? Our karma is like a fan. This fan is going on because constantly electricity is being provided. So our suffering is like that fan. Hum us suffering mein electricity dalte jate hain. What is the electricity? It is our bad karma. We continue even after becoming devotees. Not like we stop all sinful activities. We continue to do. So you are providing electricity continuously and we are wondering, are fan abhi tak chalu kyun hai? Because what Prabhupada says is, for one who becomes a devotee, who really takes shelter, it is like the power to that fan is switched off. Fan will continue to run for some time, but after some time it will stop. Prabhupada is assuring us, and we have to believe in the words of Acharyas, they have no reason to cheat us. Unko humse kya lena dena? Right? They have no reason to cheat us. So they are saying we have to believe that after some time fan will stop. But important thing is, you have to switch off the mains. If you keep the mains on and power is coming, suffering will continue. So we need to surrender first. If we surrender fully, then Krishna is giving us the assurance. At the time of death, you will not remember anyone else, you will remember Him. Because all your life you have taken shelter of Him, you have remembered Him, you have chanted His holy names, you have served His Vaishnavas. What else will you remember at the time of death? Then Krishna is not like an accountant. Hey, tumhara abhi bhi 60 bad karma ka suffering baki hai, take another birth, then come back. No. He will just wipe out, like He wiped out in the case of Putana. Mercy. He is like that. He is waiting for giving you a chance. Come, accept my mercy. He said, nahi, nahi, mere ko nahi chahiye. Arre, take it. No, I don't want. I'll take later. So if we are willing to accept the mercy that Gaur Nithaya is giving us, Srila Prabhupada is giving us, we can perfect our life in this lifetime itself. That is the word, that is the promise that is given by the Acharyas. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Nithaya Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement. Gita Champions League contest is going on all over Mumbai, where students from various schools enroll and participate in contests based on